the back of a car, theft of a stuffed animal, kids playing hopscotch, kids throwing chalk, I'm going home, scream in a parking lot, walking a dog through a fence, she shocked herself. Element one. But apparently not element with atomic weight of one. A person in space suit exposed. Yellow fluid surrounds. Begin saying something like, you will not get out or escape. Walking toward us, away from some kind of portal. Hell portal of some kind of portal. Hell portal of some kind. Begin backing up the catwalk and shutting a door which keeps the fluid-covered person out. Back on Earth, hell emerges. A bus tour. There are all these suburban houses, but it's like the sprites of basic objects around the house were swapped out with hellish decor. The tour guide was talking the place up, saying how good it was. It was so detailed, he said. There was so much depth, but apparently I had seen this same place in another state, and it just looked like a mess captively. I'm sorry, I don't know how to convey the images I see or saw into words which then translate back to similar. I would say it's a limitation of the medium, but I think it's more my own limitation. I'm not able to find words, or narrative which puts even my own reading into a place where it translates, and I'm not sure if any of this is important. The scene changed around the pivot of Christmas. The suburbs started to have Halloween decorations, and I said I wasn't a huge fan of it, because it meant Christmas was on the way. I didn't like Christmas was on the way. I didn't like Christmas. The songs are the worst. I mentioned that they tended to have some painful emotion state, which they proceeded to hit you over the head with like a tux flower, no longer imbussant. A man I knew from Mission as an app talking to me mentioned some kind of meeting at the Métis I was in charge of putting together. I can't remember if I ever did that, and even if I did, there was never a time when I and he were at the Métis at the same time. Supposedly, there was a moment when I was asking a set of question, and what was a moment when I was asking a set of question, and what was interesting to him would have been my answer to the at some point he had his hands over my eyes and I started to cry. I'm not sure why. I saw my dad at the front of the chapel and everyone was getting up. He caught my eye while I was calling and gave me a look that made me think he had something to say to me. There was mention of a pope being found for murder, and how something was weakness, that there were threats involved, and I felt at that moment I was being thrown out to the wolves. There was anger and thoughts of lashing out violently at them, then myself. Then I felt like I left looking for a corner away from people to kill myself. There was this mental focus on myself. My feelings, my reaction. My mind was saying, I, reading a comic to try to understand what's happening to me. Being in a class where everyone is reading it and has been reading it, and I'm behind. The story is about some supposed godlike entity in a place called Foundation. There was some discussion about whether they were godlike, so then imprisoned. There was some discussion about whether they were godlike, so then imprisoned. Third option I'm thinking of now, just unreliable. The prison is a psyche ward. They were trying to erase the blackboard. The chalk won't erase. No, that's not right. It's that words keep appearing. Erase the chalk giggles and then they appear again. There are other words there. Circling knows the he from right to left. The others in the room didn't see it probably. Just really trying to make use, it was supper clean. Just circling some tiny specks of dust imperceptible to the others, too far away to have seen it. Talk in the room had been about a religious prohibition. No metal in the eyes. Apparently, it was possible already with metal of some kind in the eyes to fix visual perception. Nanobots feeding illusion into the optic nerves or something. And maybe that was an explanation for what had been going on. Some jerk hijacking the visual feed to play cyber hallucinatory pranks. Maybe the religious prohibition was smart. Someone chimed in. Well, maybe it would be better to be able to replace all the sensory input rather than just vision, as if that were possible. A phone call later, they learned it could be done. How? Not telling. As if people who had qualms able replacing vision would be up for having all their senses replaced. We wouldn't know it happened, apparently. Galad reeled.